Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our text is from Matthew chapter 16 and then verse 19. I want to speak to you on the practice of kingdom prayers, and I want to share with you some five keys of practicing kingdom authority. Five keys of practicing kingdom authority. Our text from Matthew chapter 16 verse 19 says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." As we know, these words were spoken to the Apostle Peter, who had just received a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ from God the Father. Jesus Christ is the King of the kingdom of heaven. And when you receive a revelation of the King of the kingdom, you are going to be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And these keys are very small as it is, but they open very important doors. With keys, we can forbid and we can allow, or we can bind and we can loose. So I want to share with you some five important keys of practicing kingdom authority so that we can be effective, more effective in the practice of kingdom prayers. God wants us to pray as people who belong to his kingdom and not like unbelievers who do not belong to his kingdom. So before I share the first key with you, I want you to understand that the Bible talked about the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus Christ is the key holder. A key holder is the one that holds all the keys together. Otherwise, the keys will be scattered. Otherwise, the keys will be lost. In other words, the keys will not be effective without the key holder, who is Jesus Christ. So you remember when he rose from death, rather I should say when he appeared to John the Revelator in the book of Revelations chapter 1, he said to him that he holds the key of hell and Hades. In other words, Jesus is a person who is the key holder. He holds the keys of hell and Hades. And if you go a little up to verse number 18, there you see that Jesus Christ said that to Peter, Apostle Peter, who has received the revelation of Jesus, the King of the kingdom, he said to him that the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against the church. The gates of Hades is not going to be able to prevail against the church. And so Jesus has the key of death and Hades, and he gives these keys unto people who receive a revelation of him, because Jesus and the kingdom system that he brought cannot be separated. They always go together. Jesus and the kingdom system that he brought from heaven and he modeled cannot be separated. So we must always think about them together, and we must always speak about them together. Hallelujah. That is why I want you to understand, before I make the first point to you, that Jesus is the key holder, and you cannot separate the key holder from the key. They always have to go together. Hallelujah. In our bid to overcome the powers of Hades, all right, and if you like, the powers of darkness, in our bid to overcome it, we need to bear in mind the Lord Jesus, and then some of the keys that I am going to share with you today. The first one I want us to note in practicing kingdom authority is the key of identifying yourself. The key of identifying yourself. Now, this is a very small key, but it is very powerful. This is the stage of generating power from authority. Every believer has got power, but the power must be turned, rather, I should say, every believer has got authority, but the authority must be turned into power in order for the believer to become practical and to get things done on practical basis. In exercising our authority practically, we need to turn our authority into power. Now, the way to do it is to identify yourself. You know, if you are born again, you are a believer, you have authority. But what you do in generating power from the authority is that you identify who you are. You identify yourself. This is why God often identifies himself when he speaks. Every time God speaks, he will make a statement to the effect that something like, "Thus says the Lord." Why does he say, "Thus says the Lord"? Why doesn't he just go ahead to tell you what he has to tell you? But he makes you to know that the person you are speaking to is him, the Lord. Hallelujah. So what happens when you identify yourself is that you speak to edify your own self. You speak to edify yourself so that the situation you are facing becomes little before you, and then you charge yourself up. You generate power from authority. So this is how we have to do it practically in exercising authority. You must always identify yourself, and you identify yourself with God and with Jesus in speaking against evil spirits. Okay, it is just like a law enforcement agent identifies himself. You know, if he is in maybe their normal uniform, like a police uniform, fair enough. But even there, he has to identify himself that I am so and so, you know, and he show you something, a badge of authority, to make you know that this is a person of authority. Okay, what happens is that he charges himself. The police person has got authority, but once he dangles before you a search warrant or an arrest warrant, he is generating power from his authority as a police person. So that is what we also have to do. We have to dangle the name of Jesus Christ before the enemy or before the situation which is not good enough. How do you do it practically? You can say, for example, that I am the child of the King of Kings. You know, you don't just go and say that I come against you and all that. You don't just speak against the situation just like that. You have to generate power from authority by identifying yourself with God. So you say, I am the child of the King of Kings who overcame you on the cross, or who defeated you by his resurrection. When you do that, what you are doing is that You are charging yourself up. You are edifying yourself, and the situation becomes very small. It shrinks before you. So we have to do that all the time. It is important that we speak the word of God, what God says about us, to the enemy situation, so that we look bigger and the enemy situation becomes smaller as we identify ourselves with Jesus and what he has done for us. Hallelujah. It is important for us to do this. And if you look at the life of Jesus, that is one of the reasons why he was always calling himself the Son of Man. Well, whereas people were talking to him and calling him the Son of God, he will call himself the Son of Man. What he is doing is that he is generating power from his authority. Yes, he is a Son of God, but practically on this earth, he is a man. And before he can exercise authority over the circumstances of this earth, he must identify himself as a human being. That is why he himself was fond of saying the Son of Man. Whereas we will say the Son of God, he will say the Son of Man. Look at the book of John chapter 5 and verse 27. John chapter 5 and then verse 27. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. Verse 26 says, "For as the Father has life in himself, so has he granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." Do not marvel at this. He says that God has given authority to him so that he will execute judgment. Execute means that to practically carry out something on this earth. And he says that God has given him the authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Not because he is the Son of God, but because he is the Son of Man. So always identify yourself with God. Identify yourself with Jesus. Let what the Bible has said about you come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. You will see that you will grow stronger, and then the enemy situation, the undesirable situation, will grow weaker before you. And you would exercise authority over it. Look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and then verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and then verse 9. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. And he says in verse 5, let's take it from verse 5. "Of such an one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast except in my infirmities." I will not boast, he said, except in my infirmities. Okay, and look at verse 9. "And he said to me," that's Jesus said to Paul, "my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Hallelujah. Paul is teaching us that we should make our infirmities known. He says, "I will rather boast in my infirmities, so that what? The power of God, of Christ, will rest upon me." I want us to understand that anytime you are going against an enemy situation and you feel weak, it is good. You feel you are not strong in yourself, it is okay. You just have to be strong in what God has said about you. So you have to say that thing strongly to yourself. You do not need to be strong in yourself. You have to be strong in the Lord. So you say the things that God says about you strongly to yourself. This is being strong in yourself. And although you may feel weak in yourself, it is very important that you feel like that so that the power of Jesus Christ will rest upon you. And when the situation is overcome, you will not say that it is your power, it is your might, but you will say that it is the Jesus I identified myself with, the Jesus who overcame the devil on the cross, whom I identified myself with. That is where the power is generated from.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. Oftentimes, practically, the devil will want to remind you and make you see that you do not deserve to say those things against the circumstances, to go against the evil circumstance or the evil presence or spirit, bad situation around. But if you know that you are weak in yourself, you generate the power by saying what Jesus has accomplished, by saying what God has done for you. So the first key in exercising kingdom authority is to identify yourself. Number two, the second key is the key of authoritative speaking. The key of authoritative speaking. Authoritative speaking is not shouting. Sometimes we think that when you shout, then you are showing that you have power over a situation. It is not like that. Actually, when you shout, psychologically, it means that you do not really have power. And you are trying to show the situation that you have power by shouting. You know, but if you're a person of real authority, you do not have to shout. You only have to speak authoritatively. Hallelujah. It can be quiet, even a whisper, but you can have an authoritative whisper. Hallelujah. That is what I'm talking about. Authoritative speaking does not mean shouting. You know, Jesus Christ was a person of great authority. He spoke with authority and boldness all the time. So when Peter spoke with authority to the Sanhedrin in the book of Acts of the Apostles, when they told him that he should not speak in the name of Jesus himself and Apostle John, he said, no, we cannot, but to speak of the things we have heard and we have seen. He said, no, it is better to obey God than to obey men. And the Bible says that the rulers of the Jews, the Sanhedrin, they took notice that he had been with Jesus just because he spoke with authority. In other words, Jesus was somebody who was known to always speak with authority. And it is important that we speak like Jesus. Hallelujah. It is important that we speak, not shout, but we speak with authority. And we speak with boldness against enemy situations and enemy strongholds. The opposite is the scribes. Those people did not speak with that much authority. And you will know why. Because authoritative speaking is not learned. Authoritative speaking is not learned. It is a byproduct of hearing from heaven. It is a byproduct of living in the anointing. Hallelujah. When you hear from heaven, suddenly authority, or I should say authoritative speaking, is visited upon you. And you can speak with authority. It may not be shouting, but you speak with boldness and you speak with authority because you have heard from heaven. When you live in the anointing, the effect is the same. You speak with authority. You speak with power. Hallelujah. And it is important that when you are going against enemy situation, you speak with authority at the situation. Otherwise, the situation may not change. Hallelujah. So, we need to speak authoritative. If you look at the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 20, Jesus Christ said something. He said that if he cast out devils by the Spirit of God or by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon them. Luke chapter 11 and then verse 20. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God or the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Alright? So Jesus is saying over here that in going against demons and situations that demons are behind, undesirable situations practically in your life, you must speak out of the Holy Spirit. Speaking with the finger of God is authoritative speaking. Hallelujah. It is the same as hearing from heaven, the kingdom above. When he empowers you, you can then speak against the situation with authority. You can have authoritative speaking. So, it is not enough, ladies and gentlemen, for us to say that we are sons of God and you go against demons and demonic backed situations, circumstances, just because you are a child of God. No, it is not enough. You have to be anointed. You understand that? You have to speak with the Spirit of God for the situations to give in. You know, sometimes when we are praying and then we say you should go against the devil, don't just go against the devil like that. You know, don't just change here and say, well, Satan, we come against you. No, you have to do the first one. What is the first one? Generate power from the authority you have as a son of God. By what? Speaking about what God says about you, what Jesus Christ has done, identifying yourself. I am a child of God. You can speak to yourself like that. You edify yourself. And then you speak with authority. You speak, not shouting, but you speak with authority. And that one, I say, comes about when you hear from the heavenly kingdom or when you live in the anointing. That is why Jesus said that if I, with the finger of God, I cast out devils, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God is visited upon people when we speak with the finger of God, with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So when you are praying, we are binding devils. We have to go against a particular situation. In practically exercising kingdom authority, you need to pray, you know, until you feel that you are charged up enough, and then you speak against the situation. Because of what? Because of what Jesus said. He said, if I, with the finger of God, go against demons, then the kingdom of God has come. Hallelujah. So it is not enough to be a child of God, to be born again, and you say you have done your quiet time. No. Jesus was a child of God. He was the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. But he relied upon the Spirit of God to cast out devils. So you cannot claim that you are a son of God, you have authority, because he said that all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. So you are going. No, you don't go like that. You need to have a relationship with the heavenly kingdom. You understand that? You need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit so that you are anointed, and then you go because you are a child of God and you have heard from heaven, or you are a child of God and by the finger of the Holy Spirit, you are speaking against that situation. Otherwise, you are just speaking. You are just speaking. The kingdom of God doesn't really come in instances like that. So the second thing I have spoken to you is the key of authoritative speaking. And that one I say, it's not shouting, it's not practicing how you can speak with bass, you know. It is hearing from heaven, taking your confidence from the anointing of the Holy Spirit who has to be upon you. So you charge yourself, you charge yourself, you charge yourself. That is why it's not advisable when you are leading prayer meeting, for example, to tell people to go against the devil just like that. You don't go against the devil just like that because we are children of God. No. It is the anointing. It is the anointing. Jesus was driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Hallelujah. It is important that you have the kingdom backing you in going against the devil. That is why if God doesn't want you to go against a particular situation, you cannot really go against that situation and succeed. You see that the Lord will not be in it. Although it may sound like thunder and lightning and earthquake in the place, but the Lord will not be in it. Remember, Jesus is the key holder. The key is dangling on him. You cannot eclipse him to exercise authority. You cannot defy the King of heaven and his commands to you and then exercise these keys of the kingdom. It doesn't work like that. Sunday, I showed you that the thing is done up in heaven by Jesus before we copy what is in heaven by praying kingdom prayers and the way that he did it in heaven. All right. So that is the key of authoritative speaking. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.